Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Chevron.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We're starting the morning with a playbook scoop. Shahir Knight, the deputy director of the National Economic Council, is considering leaving the White House, according to a source close to her. Several people in the private sector have approached Knight with interest in hiring her, and she's held informal conversations about the next step in her career. One financial services lobbyist told us that Knight has decided to leave in the next 6 to 8 week horizon. She's looking for the exit as Larry Kudlow has officially taken the reins of the NEC.
Another big administration move, Matt Lloyd is joining the State Department to help with Mike Pompeo's confirmation, according to a source familiar with the move. Lloyd is a close ally of Vice President Mike Pence, who worked for him in the House and as governor of Indiana. He's slated to run point for state on confirmation press. That means explaining to the media what's going on with the confirmation process on behalf of the administration. He most recently served as Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs at HHS. Our colleague Nahal Tusi scoops that Pompeo has asked Hillary Clinton for advice as he preps for what's expected to be a tough confirmation battle.
And we've got another first in playbook. House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer is stepping up his fundraising game, holding an event last night with former Vice President Joe Biden. Hoyer raised more than $500,000 and has raised more than $5.5 million for House Democrats this cycle. The move comes as there is increasing talk about whether Nancy Pelosi will remain atop House Democratic leadership.
Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg will testify in front of a Senate panel at 2:30 p.m. today on Hart 216. Few things to keep in mind. Many members of Congress are barely technologically literate. They'll be questioning Zuckerberg after just a few briefings from their staff. Anna spoke with top tech reporter and Recode founder Kara Swisher recently about Zuckerberg for the latest Women Rule podcast. Swisher's take? He's one of the richest people on earth. He's an adult. He's 30-some years old. He could answer questions if he's the CEO. He founded this company. Stop juvenilizing men here in Silicon Valley.
President Trump sounded off last night on everything from the FBI's raid of his lawyer, Michael Cohen's office, saying it is a disgraceful situation and a total witch hunt, to how Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's investigation is a disgrace, saying that many people have told him he should fire Mueller. And he also hit on how Attorney General Jeff Sessions recusing himself was a terrible mistake.
Here's an interesting twist of things. We have some playbook buzz this morning about how Dems could get Trump's tax returns. If they win the House or the Senate, the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee or the Senate Finance Committee can ask the IRS to provide a copy of Trump's tax returns. This is something Republicans on the Hill are very well aware of and Democrats have not spoken a lot about.
There's a lot happening on the investigations front today. The Washington Post is reporting that Michael Cohen is being investigated for possible bank fraud and campaign finance violations, while the New York Times is reporting that Mueller is investigating a payment made to Trump's foundation by a Ukrainian steel magnate for a talk during the 2016 presidential campaign. And Josh Gerstein reports that Paul Manafort is trying to suppress evidence seized in his house.
Burgess Everett and Anthony Adrana report on how Scott Pruitt would not be easy to replace in the Senate. A confirmation battle would be very bruising. Here's what the president is up to today. He's meeting and having a working lunch with the Emir of Qatar, and he'll host the Alabama Crimson Tide, the 2017 NCAA football champions. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.